The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The Sounds of Southland on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm your host, Tom Awana, and welcome to another episode, another broadcast, another show. Yes, welcome to another Sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. What's in store for you today? Well, on the weekend just gone, there was Nightmare on Preston Street Part 2. And it was a lot of fun, so I'm going to tell you all about that. Hey, I've got 7 tracks from that night, and so all we did was just a wee bit of a multi-track, and from that we've got 7 tracks that I'm going to play for you today. Hey, I can't remember the names of the songs, but I'll just tell you about the names of the bands, and I'll tell you about my mistakes. Yep, my mistakes as we go through the tracks. Which means I need to listen to them again so I know where I went wrong. And I did go wrong quite a bit. In fact, there is one track that I'll play for you where I forgot to put the snare mic back on the snare between changeovers. Yes, I made a big mistake. But luckily for me, it was at the Musicians Club, and that is a small room. And even with a mic'd snare, even with an unmic'd snare, the right snare will crack through the room. And that is what happened. So we'll play that track just a little bit later on. And we got a couple of Dunedin bands that were down here to play. They were pretty good. We'll play their tracks as well. And we got a couple of local bands. I'm pretty sure I asked for permission to play their song. Yeah, I did. I thought I'd have a quick bit of a check. But, you know, the whole point of me taking a rig down to multi-track was so that they can have, you know, they've got someone in the audience taking a video, which was really neat. Well, now they've got audio, so they can go in, mix it up, get it right, sync it up, and put it out there as promo material. Now, all I did was just a really quick mix, balancing levels, an EQ, a compressor over buses rather than on each individual thing. And that's pretty much it. I know. So we're going to listen to these multi-tracks as I have them. Should I spend more time mixing them? Well, I could. I definitely could. But I'm tired. I am so tired. And you know why? I'm still catching up. Because Nightmare on Preston Street. We were there at 12 in the afternoon, and we left there at 3 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, still trying to catch up from that one, especially, when you get a phone call at 7 o'clock in the morning after getting home at 3 a.m. Hello? Yeah? Okay, I'll just wake up. Okay. No, I'm going back to sleep. So yeah, it was that type of thing. But hey, what a great night it was at the Southland Musicians Club. And what a great, great event. A great night out brought to us by Stephen Dixon. He is the drummer from Chelsea Smile. What an absolute legend. Especially putting on a free event for 18 plus. But you know what? People, whānau, come to these gigs because they are absolutely awesome. They really are. And this one, you know, it had a wide range. It wasn't just the metal that I thought it was going to be. It had some classic rock, some punk rock, and then some metal in there as well. And, well, I have a new favourite band, a couple of them really, and they were just such pleasures to work with and a lot of fun. So, my friends, are you ready to share the night with me? Now, I thought I would play one song from each band in the order that we had them. Now, the first band was Dog Watch. Yep, Dog Watch. To be fair, I've never heard of them until last weekend, and I tell you what, some pretty cool things going on there as well. The vocalist has this vibrato thing that whips through. It's an interesting thing, but it keeps you... you know, keeps you listening, keeps you wanting more. The drummer, well, you may hear it. You may hear it. But he is a young fella. He's still learning. He's still working his way around the drums. And to be fair, the drums weren't set up how each individual wanted, you know, would normally have them. Now, this is because, you know, there were seven bands in one night. And the changeovers were only 10-minute changeovers. So you may hear the drum mics getting whacked by a stick as the drum roll goes past. Oh, my poor mics. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting. The bass tones were pretty cool. There was actually lots of really good elements to it. So I was rather impressed. Anyway, would you like to hear a song? Yes, would you like to hear a song? This one is from Dog Watch. And to be fair, I don't know what the songs are called. I just pressed record and did my thing. Anyway, here it is, Dog Watch, right here on the Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
Here at Radio Southland, we're proud to play Kiwi music, and we want to play even more Southland music. So, if you're a Southland musician and you've produced some of your own original music, I want to hear from you. If you've got a song you think we could play, then bring me a copy along with a brief description of yourself and why you think we should play it. Drop me an email to Darren, that's D-A-R-R-E-N, at radiosouthland.org.nz, and let's sort out a time to talk. Playing more of Southland and New Zealand on air, we are Radio Southland 96.4.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Sirayan. Now, how do I feel about Sirayan? Well, they were pretty cool. Definitely fun to watch. They've got that Dunedin sound going on. It was interesting. I mean, would I go see them again? Well, I'm not too sure about that. I know they were pretty good. The lead guitarist, he has some pretty cool moves going on. The bass player had some cool tones, but it was very much that Dunedin sound, and it wasn't my type of music. It wasn't my type of music. That is what it is. But it was a lot of fun, and they did a pretty good job, especially when it came to entertaining the crowd. Now, whānau, we talk about this a bit, and it's that patter. Now, you all know what patter is. We've talked about it before. Patter is that thing in the middle of the songs. Some musicians do it really well. Others, not so much. But some people do it really well. And, you know, it's when they go to talk about their songs and things like that. And I remember when I was doing music and I was taught one simple thing. If it feels cool, it's probably not. And if it feels awkward, then it's probably good. That's my thoughts on that. Anyway, hey, we've got a few more tracks to come along from Nightmare on Preston Street. I tell you what, I had a lot of fun doing that one. And, we were setting up. We got there, we started setting up, 12 o'clock. Got there and I'm like, no, I'm hungry. I am going to go to Copeland's. So I went to Copeland's, got food first, and then came back and then assessed the situation. Now, I was still waiting to hear back from different bands about what their requirements were and things like that, so that I would know what to do, how I was going to do my input list. And in the end, it was a, hey, it is what it is. Let's just do this and make it happen. And so we did. I decided, one of the drummers were like, hey, can we have stereo tracks for this? And I'm like, cool, let's do it. Another band was like, hey, I've got this intro that I want to put on my song, but are you able to do that for me? I'm like, sweet, let's do it. Another one was like, hey, I've got two lots of tracks that I want to add through. Can we do that? I'm like, sure, not a problem. Anyway, by the time I finished setting up the desk, that was all 32 channels used. Not one single channel was spare. Now, why would I have used every single channel? Well, there was an extra tom up on the stage. There was the extra tracks that needed to be done. So that was two sets of tracks on stage. Then there was the background music for in between the sets. By the way, the Dark Carnival playlist was absolutely awesome. It was like that creepy circus music that was made even creepier, and it was just really cool. Anyway, so back to the thing. There was tracks being used. We needed the iPod backing ground music. We needed my other channel for the special special intro tracks. So boom, there's a whole bunch of channels there gone already. And then there was my secret. Yes, my secret. And my secret was a lot of fun. And all it is a bit of parallel this and a bit of parallel that. And it's like a New York technique or another technique or one that I'm not going to tell you. Hey, but it was a lot of fun. And the techniques were absolutely awesome. They, for one of them, gave the drums. I mean, we were sitting in the room, and for the full 7 hours of the gig or whatever it was, you were getting thumped in the chest. And it was getting a bit too much for me. Like, by the time you got to quite a few bands, you're just getting beaten around by sound. But absolutely lovely. Like that snare shot, that gah, well, that gah was just going woof straight through your chest. The kick drum was going duh, 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 and just hitting it at the same time, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Would you like to hear another track? Mm-hmm. So far we've heard from Dogwatch, we've heard from Sarayan. Now this next band I absolutely think is awesome. They're called Mudgun, they are from Dunedin, and they have won a few bits and pieces along the way. In fact, they did the Battle of the Bands in Wellington, the big finale, and, well, I've never met them, I've never heard of them until that night. Did we get to soundcheck this band? No. So no soundcheck, and it was a crash mix straight off the bat. Now, the lead singer, he did come up and just go, hey, can I please have a little bit of reverb? And I'm like, sweet as man, I got you. Now, I thought this was a little bit interesting for a lead singer to come along, hey, can I have some reverb? I thought it was interesting. So I asked why. After the gig, I was like, so why? Why do we need, why do you want reverb? And he goes, they do a lot of gigs with a lot of different sound engineers. And the soundies are always putting them through the rig dry. No reverbs, just straight dry. And I'm like, why? Why did they do that? And I'm like, is it because of the genre of music that is happening? I need to find out more. In fact, I need to find out where these people are playing. And maybe I take my own kit along. Now, it could be that they're running basic, simple analog rigs. Plug and play. That could be why it's dry. But he also said that, no, they put the reverb in my monitor, like I want it all in my monitor and nothing out front. And I was like, really? Where are you going? Where are you playing? Because I don't know, maybe it's their style of mixing and the genre of music that they're playing, but I don't know. Those little bits of effects, they're the sweetness. They give it life. They give it character. They give this song what the musicians can't quite give because, well, they're performing. It just sweetens it up. It's like the little chocolate sprinkles on top of things. They're delicious. And that's what the effects are. That's what reverb is. Reverb is delicious. It sits on top and it's just a beautiful sprinkle over the top. Same with the delays. You know, you mix it in and then you pull it back enough. So you mix it in so you can hear it. And then you pull it back slightly. And what you're doing there is you are creating emotion. You're creating a feeling. You're creating a vibe. You're creating the illusion of big. And it's just an illusion. You may not think you're hearing it, but then you may think you're hearing it, but you're not quite hearing it. So your ears are playing tricks on your mind. And that's what I love about effects. Anyway, this next band, this one is Mudgun. And they were absolutely awesome. They came on. We had no sound check. They came in, had a quick chat going, hey, we're just going to do whatever you want. And it is what it is. We're sorry we didn't make it. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. You should have enough vocals in your thing. And if you plug your gats in, you should have enough blaring back at you. And they did. And it was awesome. They plugged in. They started the first song. I was like, ooh-wee, that was good. Anyway, I'm going to play you the second song they did. I don't know what it's called again, but this is Mud Dog right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. We'll be right back.
time, let's go.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Mudgun, and I am sorry, fellas, I didn't mean to call you Mud Dog. I was getting the first band and the third band and the fourth band all muddled around and upside down and twist and turn. Anyway, that was Mudgun. They're a Dunedin group. You can find them on all of your streaming platforms and some other social media-y type places as well. Speaking of social medias, or streaming platforms, you can find the Sounds of Southland on many of them. Just Google Sounds of Southland Radio Southland. Actually, you know what? My favourite place for you to listen to these tracks is on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. And if that is a little bit on the more difficult side, because I know everybody uses streaming things now and everything like that, well, why not go to radiosouthland.org.nz? And there you will find many, 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 many local podcasts made from down here, and many, 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 many podcasts made from everywhere. So get in, check it out. Check out radiosouthland.org.nz, and there you may find some listening things that, well, are nice for your ear holes. There are some cool shows out there to check out. In fact, some of my favourites, well, like, there might be a backlog of them now, but I've been working with a guy that did wrestling. And, you know, he used to be a part of Wrestle Cafe when that was one of the radio shows. It might even be coming back for a new season. But Wrestle Cafe was awesome. And then after working with a guy that is one of the wrestlers, I'm like, hey, this is pretty cool. I might have to go along and watch a show. But can I sit there and listen to other people sound? I might stay home and watch a movie. Anyway, oh, I forgot to tell you, by the way, you know, we adopted some kids. Yeah, the paperwork came through, it was all accepted. We now have two wee babies at home. How awesome, right? Yes, we adopted a couple of kids. You know, we saw a thing go up and we're like, okay, we can do this. We can prioritize and change things around. And yes, we now have ourselves a couple of wee kids. One of their names is Daffodil and the other one is Pansy. Yep, they're goats. But, you know, they're absolutely awesome. Then we got the big boys that look after the little girls, and it is just a lot of family love and time. And these goats, they are so much fun to watch. We've got like this barrel thing with a plank over the top, and they run up one side and then scoot down the other side, and then they run up one side and the big goat goes, ha ha, boing. Anyway, it is a lot of fun. Let's get into some more tracks, shall we? So we've listened to Dog Watch. We've had a wee bit of a listen to Sorion and Mudgun, the two Dunedin bands. So what we're going to come up with next is Fota, Invercargill Band. And a little bit later on, we've got Band of Bluffies. Yeah, they're cool. I really like mixing them. They're just a lot of fun. We've got the track from Bridges one from Chelsea Smile. Now, we'll talk about it a little bit later on, but one of these tracks, I forgot. Yes, I forgot. I didn't go up on stage. I was too busy going, man, it's hot in here. I need some fresh air. And forgot to put a microphone on the snare drum. But luckily for me, almost every snare that you put in the mix is going to crack inside that Muso Club, especially when you've got some hard-hitting drummers, which are all coming up next. So who have we got? We've got a track from Photo coming up next. We had Vance on lead guitar. We had Joseph on drums. Two solid rhythm sections. I can't remember who the bass player was. Can't remember who the singer was, but I'm pretty sure he's that window cleaner guy. I think. Anyway, let's get into it. This track is from Fota, right here on the Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
Ah.
If you can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
The sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. That was Bridges from Theorem Live. Absolutely a lot of fun. Man, they put on a good show, bouncing around, dancing around. And we had a lot of fun. Definitely love the bass tones. In fact, well, we did have one little hiccup where I think it was the bass instrument jack fell out and had to get put back in during the set. And it was just really cool. One thing I did notice, though, is I think one of the microphones earlier on in the evening did get smashed a wee bit, and that was my fourth Tom mic. The big floor Tom, the big one. That big one actually put in some really cool stuff. But when it came to the recording part, it seems that after a couple of good knocks, the cable is either broken or the microphone capsule is broken. Oh, my microphones. But it was pretty awesome. But my overheads were there to pick up anything that was done over there as well. And that is why I have my overheads. That's how I set my overheads up, to be fair. I set up my overheads for the tone, the sound, the drums, and I set up the close mic, so the ones that are actually on the instruments, not for the tones, but for the attack, the gong, 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 gong. And I want the sound and the overheads, the om, om, om. And the attack from the ka-ka-ka. Anyway, so that's how I use my overheads. My overheads are there to capture the image and the sound and the stereo field and my tom mics, the ones that are actually on the toms, and the snare and all that, all the close mics. They're just there for the attack. Well, that's how I do it anyway. And, I mean, that's a clean way of getting drum sound is use your overheads to fill it all out and use your close mics to give you that initial oomph that you really want. Just to, you know, a few milliseconds is enough to get that, well, maybe a bit longer than a few, maybe 18 to 32 milliseconds. But that's enough to keep it an open enough to get that, oh, go, go. And then that gives you the full tone. Anyway, that's just my thoughts. We have another couple of songs, and I'm going to get into them now. These two songs, well, we'll do one first. This is... Hey, how about, seeing as we're talking about microphone issues, I'm just going to play this one and we'll talk about it straight after. I'm Tom Wynett, this is The Sounds of Southland, and this is Chelsea Smile, right here on The Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Thank you.
The Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm Tom Moana, and that was Chelsea Smiles live at Nightmare on Preston, part two. So, I guess you could hear it, right? You could hear what was missing. I know. I forgot to put the snare mic on because I was too hot and had to go outside and get some fresh air. That is my bad. But if you were there in the room, you would have noticed how big and fat and full they sounded. They are so good live. I really recommend getting in there and checking out a Chelsea Smile event. They go all out. They had a big full lighting rig that was time synced to their show. And it was just, wow, what a set. Get in, check them out. Stephen is not only an amazing drummer, he is a phenomenal pianist as well. Very, very cool. He was the one that played the piano through one of Holly Merrihead's songs a couple of years ago, After Midnight. Just blown away by the talent of that guy and how much he is into music and supporting the local community. And if there is anyone listening from the Southland Musicians Club that's looking for a winner for next year's awards, that keep overlooking the ones that are behind the scenes doing a lot of work for the music industry, for the Southland musicians, that is my vote. That is one of the ones we should be going for. Because in the background, he is creating events. He is trying to do good for the musician community, not for him as a musician. I tell you what, this was a free event. There was a lot of things that went into this. And I can tell you now, it wasn't completely free. But for everybody that was coming along to watch, everybody that came through the doors, it was free for you. And it was a full night of awesome bands that came in to do a great night's show. That's all I've got to say about that. Should we have another track? I do want to tell you about something awesome. So you know how I'm always about centrefills? Well, I now have my favorite centrefill. It is a KV2 double 12. And it was awesome. Man, it just filled out the Muso Club. It absolutely annihilated the house rig. You know, the 218s on either side. Well, this double 12 in the middle. This is two 12-inch subwoofers in one single enclosure. And this little guy, half the size of the other ones, absolutely annihilated it. You want to find out more about KV2, get in there and check it out. Because for me, it is the brand to go with.
Over biscuits, he doesn't get along with the neighbor over the fence. He doesn't enjoy his time alone in the daytime. He needs somebody to be there all the time. Now he gets dropped off in random places, and his head's in lots of fucked up spaces. Getting used to all the different faces.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.